This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
David is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Jade and has no idea why. So we're going to see if we can help him out when we call her in just a few and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him. But first, David, how long has it been since you heard from Jade?
Four, almost going on 5 days now. Like total okay. Silence.
That's like that borderline part. Like, am I being ghosted or what? You busy?
Yeah.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her in that time?
About once a day. I don't want to seem like a, you know, get in that stalker area, you know? So I wasn't trying to be too intense, but, you know, yeah, I'd say about once a day. So it's been, you know, three or four times, I guess.
Now I would say that's definitely getting ghosted then if she hasn't just did anything.
Yeah.
Have you even gotten a thumbs up on the like, I mean?
It seems like almost like wrong number because I'm not even getting like the red thing or anything. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Locked? Not to, you know. That's another level of ghosting. Like, oh, no. I'm sorry.
Well, tell us about your date.
Yeah, so, you know, it was almost storybook the way that we kind of met. There was, you know, one of those spirit Halloween stores that, you know, little pop-up stores that popped up. And we were both kind of shopping in the same aisle. And an old song, Sweet Caroline, came on. And, you know, they always have the weirdest thing. I don't know if you guys ever been in one of the spirit houses. Besides the stores themselves being weird, weird locations, they always have just the most bizarre music happening through the whole place. Like stuff you would know. It's not Halloween music. It's like this weird stuff. And Sweet Caroline was one of them. That's where we kind of made eye contact, like looking at each other, like, what is this song? And then, you know, how Sweet Caroline's got that dun, dun, dun. And we both kind of almost in unison kind of did the same thing. And then it kind of got to be a joke. And we started talking about how weird it was that they were playing the song. And then we just started talking for a while. And, you know, I asked her if, you know, I started kind of walking with her as she was shopping for other stuff and, you know, kind of made sure it wasn't like, you know, weird or I was overstepping my bounds. Everything was a vibe. And we got to the, register area and I said, hey, you know, really enjoyed your company. And, you know, I thought I'd ask her out. You know, she told me if I would take pictures of my Halloween setup at home once I got it all set up. So that's what I did. I got out, you know, a couple hours later, got my whole Halloween vibe all decked out in front of my house, took a few photos, sent them over. And, you know, she got back to me and sent me some photos of what she'd been doing, you know, with the Halloween stuff. And then we had our date, you know, and it was all good. So she asked me, she said she had a bar that she liked to go to. And if I would mind going to this bar, you know, that she went to, and it wasn't too far from where I was at. And, we went to the bar and, you know, hung out, got together with her and this environment in the non fluorescent light version of Spirit of Halloween, seeing her, you know, at nighttime at this bar. I mean, she was even, I mean, I mean, she's just gorgeous. Like, you know, I mean, really, really just perfect, ideal person for me. And, you know, we were really enjoying ourselves. There was even a jukebox there, you know, like, which is funny because that's how we met, was because of the music thing. Mm-hmm. And so I went over there, you know, started playing some tunes on the jukebox. And the whole night was perfect. And I figured that, you know, this was like perfect first date. And then, like, as I told you at the beginning, when I first reached out to you all, just total silence since then, you know.
So did you guys kiss or anything at the end, or was there any flirtation? Like, did you guys plan on going on another date after that?
I mean, I got the impression, I mean, you know, we walked her to her door, obviously, and everything was, you know, all was good. And, you know, she kissed me on the cheek, and she told me she'd, you know, text me some more Halloween photos when she gets them up, and we set up another date. And I mean, it seemed like everything was just about as picture perfect as it could be, between, you know, how we met at the store to going out to the bar. I mean, it's like storybook. And that's why I'm like, just pretty much shell shocked that I haven't heard literally from, I don't know if there was another guy that I never, maybe didn't know about, you know, that will be, that's the only thing I'm kind of thinking, is like, maybe there was another dude and, you know, either I'm a rebound guy or I don't know. I mean, the whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
We'll try to figure it out for you then, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one. Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of today's first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, David is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Jade and he has no idea why. So we're about to call her and ask her why she's ghosting him and see if he still wants another date when he finds out why. But first, David, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jade?
We met, it was like storybook meeting. We met at the Spirit of Halloween store. Connected on a music, you know, like there was a music thing. We, you know, ended up going on a date, hanging out. The end of the date went great. And then just total silence after that. Yeah.
Well, you ready to call her?
I guess. Yeah.
All right. Here we go, man.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jade, please?
Yeah, Jade speaking.
Jade, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jade. There's more people here, too. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Do you ever listen to the show?
No.
Okay, that's all right. So we're calling you today, though, because we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why they're being ghosted. So we got an email about you from a guy named David.
Okay.
You said that you guys met at a Halloween store.
Yeah. Oh boy, that one sucked. But not in a bad way.
Do you mind telling us why you're ghosting him? He really wants to know.
He's a really sweet guy and really cute.
Okay.
And I mean, he's really nice, but I'm a musician.
Okay.
And I work for a label. I'm always in music and keeping as current as possible. Mm-hmm. And as much as he's so sweet, all he likes is grandma music. I can't do it. I can't do it. He called, you know, he can't.
Are you a grandma music? He said
grandma music. Like, so he picked me up for the date, right? And he was blasting, like it was his favorite jam, Rhinestone Cowboy. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is just where his radio landed. That's mm-hmm. cool. I mean, I like oldies sometimes, but this is not a sometimes. We went to the dive bar. It was cool. It's a dive bar I like. And there's a jukebox. We were playing different songs. My songs ranged everywhere. His songs were like John Denver, Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head. And like there was Dolly Parton and Burt Bacharach. Like it was just very specific in a very small range of things he listened to. I can't do that. That's just too much. As okay. sweet as he is, no.
So it's the music.
You don't think you could like teach him about new music? Oh. Also, current music is all inspired by those songs and stuff. But
yeah, but I don't think he's really outside of that world. I don't know if he's even open to such. It's like I need somebody who's ready to be open to the world, and just living in one time period music wise kind of lets me know that that's how you live elsewise.
That's interesting.
Huh. You want to be in a small little place and never move and never hear and never look. I can't do it.
How come you didn't just text him that?
I thought the silence would help. I'm not good at confrontation. I don't like it. And I was like, maybe if I just kind of drift away, he'd kind of get the hint and just move on with his world. I mean, you can tell him that when you talk to him and let him know that, you know, he was very sweet, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Okay. Well, you kind of already told him because he's been on the phone this whole time and he wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Hey, Jade. What's up?
Hi, David. This is incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, what's really uncomfortable is hearing what you're saying. I mean, that night when we were at the bar listening to all the songs you're talking about, Raindrops and all that, you were singing and laughing and singing. You seemed to know the words more than I did that night for all those songs. So
well, I'm really
confused about this.
I know music. I'm a musician. I know these songs. I understand. But that seems to be your only interest. Anything outside of that, you complained about. Like, you just weren't open to other things. And wait.
I mean, I don't...
I'm sorry. Let's back this truck up. You thought by bringing me on here to make me feel like some sort of horrible person, like I'm some sort of snob, that this is the way to get us together?
Look, I just really, really, really liked you a lot, and it was bizarre to me, and I thought, you know, between the store and the bar, we had the perfect few days together, and I was just really confused why you just ghosted me altogether, and I thought maybe you coming on here and explaining it and us, you know, there might be a way where we could kind of take it next level, you know?
So publicly embarrassing me was your plan to get me back?
I don't think you should feel embarrassed. Yeah. You didn't. I mean, you're telling the truth.
Yeah. I mean, what are you talking about? You being embarrassed? You're the one that's sitting there calling me, listening to grandma music here on the air in front of everybody.
Listen, none of this makes it better. You just made me realize that my choice was right and I should not feel bad about making the choice I made. You pushed me in a corner and are making me look a fool.
Yeah, and by the way, this is not grandma music. This is classic music. There's a reason why people are still listening to this music 40, 50 years later now, okay? You should know that being a musician.
No one's listening to What's New Pussycat. Oh. Okay? And it's not like you were listening to Motown as well. You weren't. It was very narrow. There was like a few years that you lived in. Am I going to have to speak music theory to you? I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, don't
I'm
be done, done yet.
Go listen
Jade,
to some Sherelle.
Would you what? Like to go out with David again on another date? We'll pay for it. Jade?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh, I thought you were asking him because I know you're not talking to me. No, I'm good. Thank you.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.